Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Interim Superintendent Dr. Mike Jorgensen about the Highland School Board election.
For the Highland Board elections, there are two candidates, one that is running for re-election and the other one who is running for election in District 5. Now, there was a third base or a director position that was open from Kevin Engel in District 3, I believe. He is not seeking re-election. So I wonder, with no candidate announced for District 3, what will the process be now for who might be selected as the director for that district?
So what happened, we had this happen in Washington, same situation, might have even been 4 years ago. So what happens is there's the option or possibility that there may be a write-in candidate. So when the vote is completed, we will approach the person who has the most write-in votes, and we will ask them if they have an interest in serving on the board, and they certainly have the right to decline or accept. If they decline, then at that point in time, the board has the option of appointing somebody from that district until the next regular election. So, like I said, first thing we will do is we will approach the person who ends up with the most write-in votes, and then if they decline, then at that point in time, the board will probably appoint somebody until the next election. That's the typical process.
What is the area, if you can say, that District 3 covers in the district?
It appears to be the area closest to where the middle school, high school is at.
Even for a write-in candidate, what is the criteria that the board or the district, you know, looks for in a school board director?
Well, hopefully, if people are writing in the name of the candidate, it's someone that they have trust in or know would have a vested interest in serving the district. Sometimes people will write in a candidate and the individual really doesn't necessarily know that this is happening and kind of is caught off guard, and like that, they may or may not have an interest. Other times people kind of campaign as a write-in person just like they would if they were already on the ballot. So there's all kinds of different scenarios where this happens. When this happened in Washington a few years back, the person who was the leading write-in candidate, I think would have been a good person, but he just simply didn't have an interest in doing the job. And so then Washington went ahead and appointed somebody. So like I said, there's all kinds of different scenarios that might happen in that.
If the district has to look for a candidate director themselves, how does one, you know, look around the district in the area as far as someone who could be a choice person to be a director?
That's a good question. Hopefully, or usually, you'll start with your support groups. It might be a booster club, might be your SIAC committee, PTO, or whatever. And a lot of times those are good people to maybe recruit to be board members because they have an interest in the district. They've served it. Typically they have kids already attending school. So that's one good resource to use is all those support groups. And find out where they live, see if they live in the specific district that you're looking at. And a lot of times you'll just visit with them, either myself or other faculty members or even board members may talk to them and just say, hey, we really need somebody to fill this. We'd like to appoint somebody. What's your interest level? And then if you can find someone who is interested that you think would be a good resource and supportive of the district, then that's, you know, it's really almost kind of a recruiting process at that point.
Let's say someone would be wary of wanting to serve on a school board. Is there any myths that you would want to dispel or anything that you'd want to say as far as, you know, encouraging someone to take part in the Highland School Board?
But, you know, not necessarily Highland. I would say a school board member anywhere in the state of Iowa. It's really a very thankless job. It's a non-paid position. Typically, you don't really ever hear from anybody unless they got a complaint. It's not always a lot of fun. Sometimes you have to get involved in very difficult decisions. I have a lot of respect for people that want to serve on the board because, like I said, it's really kind of almost an ungrateful position at times. And so, you know, they need to be aware of that coming in, that things that you get involved with as far as some of your decisions may kind of pit you against some of your neighbors, and that's not a very comfortable position at times.
For the write-in process, you know, it doesn't really matter how many votes that district receives. Whatever gets the most, that could be a potential director right there.
If our leading write-in candidate has 3 votes, they're the ones that are going to be asked.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland Interim Superintendent Dr. Mike Jorgensen. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.